extract.com.
Votes for sale in Washington. Are you stunned? In the meantime, a new face on ABC's World News Tonight, making history, the second woman to do the solo anchor thing at a time when the evening news, sadly, is dying on the vine. People choosing to get their tidbits elsewhere, partly because of the way our lives are these days and the interest more, I think, in the Internet. Speaking of the interest more in the Internet than traditional media routes, the Washington Times is publishing this last Sunday paper. That's it for the Washington Times on Sunday. How often do people run out and get their Sunday editions? They made the announcement saying that they're going to produce Monday through Friday that focuses on what they're calling distinctive news and opinion content. The new print editions are sold for a buck at retail outlets and newspaper boxes in Washington. The current weekday edition, 50 cents. Sunday's paper, $1. Wow, and they got to cut staff because here we go again. It's about the multimedia presence. Thus, that goes to my point of traditional media routes, particularly the news anchor. Now, still, there's a potential of 5-6 million people watching, which if you think one of the highest rated things is American Idol at 25 to 30 million, it just seems like a drop in the bucket. But those networks will still take those 5 or 6 million eyeballs for sure if they can still manage to get them. The California appeals court rejected Roman Polanski's bid to have his sex case dismissed. Bravo for those three justices. That was the right move in Los Angeles, a place where it's all fantasy island, baby. And if you know the right people, you seem to get off. But it doesn't look like they're able to shake the massive media pressing in his favor, aren't able to shake the trees enough to make this go away for him. Speaking of going away, very sad, at just 32 years old, still very, very young, Brittany Murphy suffered a massive heart attack the other day on Sunday. We told you about it at her Los Angeles home. She apparently was ill for days, but while there was nothing illegal that they found, no illegal substances or alcohol, that kind of stuff, it was like a candy store when it came to prescription drugs. So there are questions in the death, not foul play, nothing like that. But as to what was the Molotov cocktail, perhaps, that she was swallowing, the mixture of pills. When you think of all the people who are pill dependent, boy, it scares you when you read something like that. She seemed to get, in recent public appearances, thinner and thinner. All right, no votes for sale or votes for sale. Well, we know it's the opposite. It is votes for sale. You have what happened the other day, the big one, the 60th vote. Of course, Senator Nelson from Nebraska, who's getting a bit of a backlash on the health bill, and the deciding to jump ship and vote yes. In the meantime, you have Senator Dodd, who's looking for money, apparently, for the University of Connecticut to the tune of $100 million and is getting his own little perk payoff, whatever you want to call it. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy health care bill. Now you have the Senate Democrats defending some of these backroom deals. And, of course, for the GOP, rather, it is tailor-made, and I don't blame them. It does seem like Boss Tweed Chicago politics from way back when, trying to get this health care bill passed, one that most of us in America, or at least a large chunk of us, completely disagree with because it doesn't fulfill the needs that we really have to, that we have to be concerned about. Health care costs and hospital stays and medications, they're not going to go down. Big pharma rules. Big Pharma cut a deal with the president before this whole thing even happened. All right, so you have the Senate Majority Leader just pumping his fist in glory, happy over the 60 votes to go off the cliff. And you have what? As I said, 1/7 of the economy on board with this. 1/7. And in the same time, in the same breath, You've got the Democrats, pretty much to me, not even, I mean, they're pretending to care what's in the bill, period. I think it's just, we got to get this closed, period, end of discussion, and whatever we have to do on the 24th, we're going to get it done. We're not going to have a break for Christmas. We are going to ramrod this thing through. Tough crap if you haven't read it. Oh, my gosh, let's hurry up and get this going because we only have a couple of days. And if we can get it through, maybe somebody won't read what some other senator got for his state. You know, again, from the very beginning, the White House claimed that reform would reduce health costs for individuals and businesses, and they're staying with that. They're sticking to that. And even over the weekend, the president said, anyone who says otherwise hasn't read the bills. It's, I mean, this is better. It's a better deal all the way around. But, yeah, I mean, I'll give you some examples. WellPoint found that a healthy, and this is the insurer, WellPoint found that a healthy 25-year-old in Milwaukee buying coverage on the individual market will see his costs rise by 178%. A small business based in Richmond with 8 employees in average health will see a 23% increase. Insurance costs for a 40-year-old with a family and 2 kids living in Indianapolis will pay 106% more, and the stories go on and on. Yeah, the cost analysis. So this is far beyond the status quo, far beyond it. So the younger, healthier folks trying to buy insurance, what, need to wait until they need expensive care. You've got increasing costs for everyone. Benefits and pricing are going to be determined by the hot air balloons in Washington, by politics. That's what it is. So what kind of quality, what kind of choice are we going to get? Ugh. It, to me, that's the frightening part of this whole thing. I mean, I could go on and on and on about this. And just a little bit of research and just scratching the surface, it's just stunning what you'll find out, what somebody's getting as a, I'm going to call it a bribe, to go along to vote yes for healthcare reform. I mean, Big Pharma, you know, they were plopped onto the agenda. And then supposedly the AMA was arm wrestled into it. The federal government is going to control 55% of total U.S. health spending under this bill. Under this bill, that's what's going to happen. It's more than political intimidation. It's flat out bullying. That's what it is, unfortunately. You may have some more thoughts at the tail end of healthcare, as we're starting to fade on that one, because this critical vote means it could be a done deal. You get that big vote on Christmas Eve, and trust me, the wheels couldn't fly off faster to get this whole thing signed and put to bed. And then we really start to pick it apart. It'll be, I think, even scarier. And who knows what gets thrown in there that we don't even realize is part of the package. Hang with us. Much more coming up on ATN or Around the Bend.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby.
From the global resources of ABC News, this is ABC World News with Diane Sawyer.
Good evening, and it is so good to be here with you tonight.
Wow, Diane Sawyer, like I said, filling in the big chair. Used to be that everybody watched the evening news, but here's the problem. Now most people aren't home when the evening news comes on. Or if it's the younger generation, 20s, 30s, even 40s, you're checking out. Even older than that, I shouldn't just say you have to be in your 20s, 30s, or 40s. Even older than that, people are going to the Internet for news. For goodness sake, we're just talking about texting and how everybody's getting everything from texting. So on the first day, Diane Sawyer seemed very business-like and was a busy day as she stepped in for Charlie Gibson, who signed off last week. The big thing is that she did an interview with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and she did it over the weekend, and they talked about a couple of different things. And I thought it was a pretty decent interview, honestly. You know, you're not going to get much from him. You know how I feel about him. As far as evil world leaders, he made my list a long time ago when I first jumped on the air over 3 years ago. And he has not fallen down. He has not fooled me. He's not fallen down off that list at this point. So, you know. But it was an interesting, I think, beginning for her. And they say that what they're going to do is use her sort of conversational style. That's what I think she's known for. So to take it a different direction maybe with world news, a few little minor tweaks. I'll be curious to see what the ratings are going to be like, because now you have Diane Sawyer, you have Katie Couric, and, of course, Brian Williams, who is the NBC anchor. And, I mean, she's somebody who's been around for a while. She did 60 Minutes. She co-anchored, obviously, Good Morning America for the past decade. And the brilliant thing about this is, think about it, boy, who says that you have to be put out to pasture when you're 40 and you're in television? She's 64. It was her 64th birthday, or is going to be her 64th birthday Tuesday, in fact. And World News is number two in the ratings, right behind NBC. Again, the competition, I think, is more to keep viewers coming in at a time when so many are getting news from other places. News like healthcare. We're going to have more reaction to healthcare. As I said, and a bunch of you have sent your thoughts in across the country. So some of the things that I was talking about yesterday, particularly Senator Nelson and the way he easily parachuted out of his vote and became the 60th vote once he was appeased. In other words, he held out, got what he wanted the old-fashioned way, holding himself as his own little hostage, and he put himself out there knowing full well that he was gonna get what he needed for Nebraska, and boy, did they get it, and then some. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents about where health care is headed, and do you really actually think this is going to be, this vote comes down on Christmas Eve? I think so. I think it's a done deal, and I'm surprised by that. Al in Canada, you have the floor. How you doing, Al?
Merry Christmas, Kate.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas to you.
And also, you know, Reid, Pelosi, and Obama worship Canadian health care, don't they? They think Canadian health care is just, you know, the be-all and end-all, don't they?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, well, you guys are in big trouble because the House of Representatives and the President cannot overrule the Senate. The House and the President can't ram something through without the support of the Senate, can they?
No.
So, and the Senate is not in favor of this so-called government option, are they? The government-owned and operated health insurance option, are they?
No, though, that's out.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to get the worst of both worlds. If there's some way that you get a government-owned and operated health insurance option in there, you will have the worst of both worlds. You'll have the worst elements of free enterprise and the very worst elements of government. The best way, in my mind, is to let free enterprise rule. Free enterprise is good as long as the government doesn't overregulate it. And then just help the people that fall through the cracks. Because, say, Kate, I pay $500 a month health insurance premiums, and all of a sudden I get sick and need $500,000 health insurance, an operation, right? There's only three places that my health insurance company can get that money. Either from the money that they make by investing it, like a health insurance company, any money that they collect, they usually reinvest it, don't they, on the stock market?
Yes,
right?
Yes, they would.
Okay.
Yes,
or else they jack up premiums on everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Or else they jack up your premiums to make it almost to make you almost pay for it yourself. And another thing, if Obama gets his way, it will be against the law not to have health insurance, right?
That's right.
That's crazy. What right does the government have to put a gun to your head? What's next? Is the government going to tell you what supermarket to buy your food at?
I agree. You're preaching to the choir. Absolutely. And Al, all the way along, too, I've told people, listen to what Al's saying. Listen to what Sam's saying. These guys live it, breathe it, and have been there.
I'll give you another example. Back in the early 90s, mid-90s, our government, our politicians and lawyers that are running the healthcare system, they decided that Canada had too many doctors. So what did they do? It was costing the government too much to educate doctors. So they cut the number of freshman doctors, students, medical students in medical schools across the country in half, by 50%. And now there are around a million people that cannot even get a family doctor in Canada. Do you want that in the United States where there's such a – we're so short of doctors, we're importing doctors from Africa and Asia, the third world, is there nobody gets sick or injured in Asia or Africa that they have such a surplus of doctors that we've got to import them into Canada?
Yeah, ridiculous.
It's crazy. The more centralization, let free enterprise rule and then help out the poor people that fall through the cracks. Let people look after themselves. Don't have the government babysitting people, and then help out the people that are too poor to fall through the cracks. And every American citizen should be guaranteed health care. And the government, if you can't get the money from the bank to buy your insurance or whatever or to pay for it, then the government will help you out. I believe that, like us evil right wingers, we want healthy citizens. And you can't have a good economy and you can't have good national defense or good economy with healthy citizens. And you can't have healthy citizens if they can't afford health care. But just let free enterprise rule. Thanks, Kate.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. Let it rule. It's what the country was founded on, and heading down this road that we're going now, it's the worst of the worst. There is no choice in this. And as I said, we have presented all sides. If there was a way that was workable in the scenarios that are out there, whether I agreed with it or not, I would tell you this is it. I mean, I was wrong. This is it. But it's just much of the same thing that we've been talking about for the past 6 months. I'm scared to death to think what the premiums will be ultimately 3, 4, 5 years down the line. 2014 not looking real good, I think, for a lot of people. And older people, younger people, the middle class, anyone in between, and that's the problem. If you're making the big bucks, okay, you might not be happy with your premium, but you can cover it. But if you're somewhere in that floating around in that in between, you have a decent life and you're making it, but it's not like you have a lot of do-re-mi in the bank. That's where it gets really, really scary, because it's the supplemental, it's the additional, it's all that stuff combined that will kill you. And then if you absolutely don't want it, which is certainly, again, free choice, if you absolutely don't want it, to say that you are going to be taxed for not wanting health care is just, it's asinine. It completely makes no sense to me whatsoever. So who wins? And who wins in that scenario ultimately? Nobody. Not the person who doesn't want it or they don't think they can afford it. They're somewhere in the middle there, and that's what's going to happen. And that's pretty scary stuff. Hey, coming up, as I said, we're going to talk about the year that was financially and how it started out. It really did start off with the Madoff situation, as that was the tail end of December of 2008, and that swung into 2009. And then, of course, there was Sanford as well in the debacle with a Texas billionaire who scammed people as well, said that he was set up, didn't know what the people around him were doing. And there's just been a series of laughable things that have happened in that giant Ponzi scheme as well. And I still think there are more shoes to drop. I think there are more people that haven't come to surface yet, hasn't floated to the surface yet, that have ripped off other people and funds, and eventually that will bubble up. But is it looking better on the stock market these days? Where are we headed? We'll talk about it next with financial man Saul Albom. Stay with us here on ATN.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Just a three-hour limit on being stranded on that tarmac. How long have you been stranded on a tarmac? I think my record was almost 2 hours. And, boy, that was a restless plane. And I was flying to Chicago at the time from Dallas. And so it's really a short flight. People were not happy about that. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on ATM. I am happy about that. And we're going to talk about the top stories of 2009. As I mentioned, certainly when it came to the economy, it was absolutely one of the top stories. In fact, I would put it probably as the top story. The foreclosures, the Ponzi schemes, the people in trouble, the underbelly, if you will. Then ultimately what happened at the Fed and a slew of other sidebar stories that you could talk about when it came to business. But business was big. The lack of it and the lack of positive things happening out of Detroit, for example, the auto industry, the things that happened to so many people, the unemployment numbers, et cetera. But absolutely, the economy would be number one above everything else that I've mentioned before. Would be number one on my list. So who better to talk about finances with than our pal Saul Albaum, financial guru, who we like to check in with here on America Tonight. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm going to have to disagree with you. Number one story of 2009 was Michael Jackson.
Wow. I am so Michael Jacksoned out. That and Tiger Woods. Are you kidding? But you know what? Michael Jackson was a big story.
Are we talking Woods out?
Yeah, I'm Tiger Woods down. But Michael Jackson was a big story. You're right, absolutely. That would be absolutely a top five story. But yeah. I think the economy and what happened to people, people losing jobs or for the foreclosures or the outrage over the bonuses, the AIG, the tail end of that in 2008, swinging into 2009. There were so many, I mean, finance and financial stories was big. I think the Wall Street Journal could celebrate probably in an era when most circulations of newspapers were off. They were doing okay. The Wall Street Journal was hanging in there because of some of the acumen they have in business reporting, I think. So business was, like I said, was absolutely big. Do you think that if you talked about the sad financial things that happened, would one of the biggest stories still have been Bernie Madoff if we went back to the beginning of the year?
You know, that would be a populist story. To me, the biggest story, and by the way, we can talk about Wall Street Journal and paid for content. That's a whole other thing. To me, the biggest story is the federal government taking over General Motors and screwing over the secured bondholders. To me, that is the that has got to be one of the biggest stories, top three, maybe behind Michael Jackson and Tiger Woods. As a stockbroker, when I used to be a stockbroker, the safest thing, that's called widows and orphans, okay? Mm-hmm. When you have money of widows and orphans and you need to put them in something that's going to get them a good yield, you put them in secured debt, which means that means come heck or high water, something happens, they liquidate, the company liquidates, they get their money back. The bondholders got screwed on GM. I knew some older gentlemen and older ladies who got screwed on that deal because of that, and that is a threat to this, to the beyond anything else, beyond the spending, anything else. When you attack the sovereignty, not only of contracts and contract law, but of the most safe and secure, it'd be like tomorrow you saying, well, you know, you had your money in the bank and the bank failed, even though there was a big law that said you're supposed to get your money back, you don't. Well, what's going to happen? That was huge.
Yeah, you make a great point for that, because if there would be a revolt, are you kidding? Then everybody would be getting their weapons your money wasn't protected.
And that's what a lot of hedge fund managers, who would ever give money to a union company again? Who would ever trust a contract with the union money when they vote 90% Democrat and give 99% money to the Democrats?
Yeah, they wouldn't do it.
No, it wouldn't. You'd be insane. You'd be breaking your legal responsibility to your clients if you ever invested in a union company.
Wow. Make a great case for that. Absolutely. And
that side
wasn't looked at that much. You're right. That side wasn't looked at as much. Yes, the government stepping in and running GM and, do we want them? The government in the middle of any of this? But so that point was taken. But actually, who got screwed and who lost the money? You're right, Saul. There wasn't a lot written about that.
You know, Madoff is a big deal, and don't get me wrong. I mean, but like we talked about, there's 10,000 hedge funds and mutual funds. I mean, one of them is going to be, 10 of them are going to be bad eggs. One-tenth of 1%, you got to expect that. Now, I'll tell you, another thing would be the incompetence of government regulators. Of course they're going to be incompetent. That's why they work for the government, because they can't make it like your listeners in private industry. It's tough. You know, remember we talked about the letter that was written to the SEC? I mean, beyond damning, that whoever received that letter needs to be fired and branded, because any like eighth grader could read that letter and say, maybe I should pass this on to my bosses. I'm sorry, Kate, this gets me a little upset. I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you. I think that when it was revealed, when it really got blown up, that story was on 60 Minutes. Remember, they interviewed the guy. I can't think of who he was. And he pounded on their heads two or three times, not even just once. And nothing was done, I think. You're right. Somebody should have paid the price for that. And nobody did. Nobody's head rolled as a result of that.
Here's another one that your head's going to roll. In the second quarter of this year, between March and June, July, half of the United States debt wasn't paid for. It was printed. Okay. Not only that, but now I'm reading reports of different bond issues the last few months, where 3/4 and 2/3 of the government debt is being fictitiously printed up. Yes, like in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, and a lot of the different financial papers that aren't covered and distributed in the U.S. That literally there's not demand, and the government and the Fed's printing funny money to keep rates low. Literally 2/3 of the money that for our debt is not being paid for and is being printed as an illusion. Yeah, it's no joke. I mean, our entire country, I swear, is being run by a bunch of economic illiterates.
And I don't get that. I mean, that's a good point. Tim Geithner, your thoughts on him, because, you know, he was the guy in charge this year.
He's a clown. I mean, yeah. The guy's an absolute clown. And, you know, it's like, you know, the economy is in trouble, so the banks do bad, right? You know, you're a lender, you make bad loans. So what do? We bail out the banks. You know, I'm sympathetic to the Democrats' plea here. You know, if you really wanted to help the economy, why don't you just strike checks to all the poor people? I mean, mm-hmm. I would, Kate, wouldn't you go for that?
I would, absolutely.
I mean, if they said we're going to strike everybody a check, you know, $2,000 if you made less than $60,000 this year. I mean, each job that the stimulus package, the $700 billion that it said it created, cost $256,000 for each job created. We would have been better off just handing out wheelbarrows of $100 bills.
I know.
It would have been better. It would have been more fun. We could have made game shows out of it.
No kidding. Again, it's such a great point. And you know, the defensiveness about the stimulus, still defensive. And Tim Geithner couldn't be more defensive, and the players around him couldn't be either. And then Ben Bernanke is made the Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Yeah. Well, you know, another religious Keynesian, and what that means is that Keynesians are it's like a religion. It's a form of economics where you believe that if the government spends money, then it benefits the economy, like, more than it spends. So if the government spends $1 billion, then the economy benefits $1.5 billion. Well, you know, if that's the case, because our government spending has gone up from, like, virtually nothing over the last 100 years to over $1 trillion a year, then, you know, why ever stop spending government money? There's no end to it, right?
If
$1 spent by a government then is equals $1.10 or $1.05 or $1.01, it doesn't matter, $2.
Yeah.
They just have this kind of weird religion. It's called Keynesianism, and I invite your listeners just to Google it, look it up, and do the research for themselves.
And you'll see what Saul's talking about.
Yeah. I mean, so where does this lead the listener? Well, you know, everything's topsy-turvy and everything's crazy, and there's big effects. And what I'm worried about is, yes, the stimulus is coming through. Yes, the free market works. We're mostly free markets, so things will be okay. Is that what happens when the bill comes due for this health care bill? And I don't know if everyone needs to go and Google, because I was having a big debate with a brilliant friend of mine, because he's a left-of-center kind of guy, about healthcare. And everybody needs to go Google the healthcare bill of 1986, which effectively socialized our healthcare bill anyway. And back then they said, well, it's only going to run us $300 billion a year. Well, now that bill itself, that's the law that's mandated that if you go into an emergency room that you have to be covered. That came out in 86, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting the law off the top of my head. If you just wiki it, it'll come up. Google it. Now, that bill was the Congressional Budget Office thought it was going to be $300 billion. Well, guess what? Now it ended up costing about $900 billion, so three times. So we have a reasonable estimate. You know, a lot of us in the financial community see this $900 billion deal, and we could easily see it being, you know, let's just undercut it. Let's just say $2 trillion. Okay, like just over the next, you know, over the budget. Mm-hmm. And speaking on the healthcare, this is another boondoggle. You know, people have this Keynesian religion. I don't know where they come from. But if you want to lower the cost of anything, Kate, it's called supply and demand. You raise the supply. What does this healthcare bill do to raise the supply of doctors? What does this healthcare bill do to raise the supply of drugs and nurses? Anybody's got money out there, go and invest in the nursing education. That's the best use of money.
Boy, no kidding. Hey, you were excellent, Saul Alban. We love having you on the show. Great job. And we'll talk to you again down the road. Stay with us, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
No jive talking there. I mean, he laid it on the line. I agree with him 100%, too, about Tim Geithner. Useless, in my opinion. And part of the problem are the players that are certainly surrounding this administration. 800-259-5791. You can throw in another log on the fire. You can throw in your 2 cents. That sounds good, doesn't it? On what you think the top stories are of 2009. Can you believe we're already at the end of 2009? Certainly healthcare, it absolutely makes the top of the list because, I mean, this has taken a chunk of 6 months going through this with all the meetings and all the misinformation and the ridiculous amounts of pages of this bill and that bill that nobody can make any sense of. And then they find these little hidden nuggets whipped and sewn into the pages where, oh, that's why they're voting this way, because their state is getting XYZ. Lowell's listening to us in New York. Hey, Lowell, thanks for calling the show. How are you?
Well, hi, Kay. I am so glad to talk with you. Are you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. You definitely have a face for TV, not radio.
Thanks.
You know, it's interesting because when we start out and we talk about my primary deal was healthcare, and that's mm-hmm. what we're talking about. And mm-hmm. the interesting thing is that years ago they talked about putting a lockbox on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
We showed in 1993 surplus, and in that time there were HMOs and 401ks and all these other forms of way to get the dollars into the pipeline. I also, when I got out of the Navy in 1979, I worked for a mortgage banker. And mortgage bankers are actually pretty good people, actually, for the most part, and very honorable. And what I found was is that in 1979, when Carter administration was there, Paul Volcker was one that was basically in charge. And that's what we have to understand now, is that Paul Volcker is in charge. Ben Bernanke is in charge. Tim Geithner is useless because he's owned by the Fed. We cannot trust Congress, and it's an unfortunate thing. We can't trust Congress because of their voting, whatever. You know, I get my little thing for Kansas, I get my little thing for upstate New York or whatever. And so they kind of manipulated their way through that, and that's another issue. But what I'm saying is that if there was a lockbox on Social Security, you and me and every working American would have 3 to 4% addition onto their income. It's not a big gain, mm-hmm. but there's a little bit of a gain, and it probably won't even outrun inflation. Now what's happened is that retirement funds, I put $100 into my retirement fund, and inflation will eat it up by the time I get ready. I'm 48 years old, and I guess there's probably a lot of people that can understand this.
Mm.
I guess I'm a baby boomer, but I've been, I've been putting into a retirement fund.
Sure.
And what's happened is that while I'm putting into that retirement fund, is that inflation is outrunning my investment. Now, what I'm saying is that I'd much rather have just a simple 3 or 4% increase on my retirement. And unfortunately, Social Security has been borrowed off of, and it was called as a surplus in 93. It's been borrowed off of the Congress and so on and so forth. So the American people have been the cream off of the milk can has already been skimmed. It's going to be skimmed again. Reagan did it when we did equity on homes. There are a lot of people that got into a lot of binds in the 1970s, and so they lowered interest under Volcker. So a lot of people refinanced. They put a lot of money into the pipeline. It was paper money, but it showed a recovery. But the only problem is that people over the last 30 years have borrowed against their home equity because they cannot keep up with inflation, and nor can their 401k, and nor can their retirement.
That's right.
So I'm not, those who speak the longest and the loudest, and I'm a little nervous because I'm speaking on radio and whatnot, but are not necessarily true. We talk about union companies with the 35 vice presidents, and the guy that was jamming the shock absorber into the washer and the shock absorber and spent 30 years of his life to be able to do that is not at fault here. There's a lot of global contracts and global engineering and global companies that are at fault here. Those are the people that were brought up at the cross. Those are when we saw this in 1982. I don't know about your picture. I don't think you're that old. But, I remember in 82 when everybody was going to Mexico. Well, all they did was just take all that old equipment and just drag it down to Mexico because they didn't have any EPA. They didn't have any pollution. Now I'm working on jobs up here that are cleaning up the Hudson River. We're cleaning up all these toxic waste that these companies are leaving behind. Look, I'm not a bunny hugger. I understand that the Industrial Revolution was a wonderful thing. And who owns what?
Right.
But right. as long as my company and as long as my hard-earned wages and my labor are putting into this thing, and then they turn around and say, hey, look, I'm really sorry, but this was a bad investment.
I know. It's wrong. Absolutely. Because that's what we were taught. That's what it is. There's no gold watch. There is no such thing as any kind of security. I mean, we're all at the craps table ultimately, and it's just a question of if. And this is true. I mean, it's just a question of if you get the right role at the end or you don't. And that's too bad. After you paid in Lowell, you know this, and you were expecting something in return, and seeing that what's happening with the 401ks. And seeing what's happened now in trying to keep up with inflation and what's happened, how long have you been paying into Social Security? I've been paying in since, I guess, I was 15 years old, probably 16.
And crazy. 17 as well. I joined the military when I was 17. And actually, I've seen some other things, too. I've been involved with KBR for a very short period of time and came back to the States very quickly. I'm seeing some things that are just aren't quite right. And one of them would be global contracts. And, you know, they want to blame it on the unions, and it wants to be bipartisan. I don't blame it on bipartisan. I don't even know who I am anymore as far as a political party is concerned. But what I'll say is that faithfully I've given into the system, and faithfully I've given my labor. And with that, I expect faith in return and trust in return. And that's what the American people have been robbed of.
So well said. Lowell, you were a great caller. You did not sound nervous at all. Please call the show again. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Made some good points. It's funny, in listening to Lowell, I was thinking about a headline that I saw earlier in the day. You know, we're talking about unions, talking about being in the system for however long and hanging out there and paying in and everything else, paying your dues. Early retirement was offered to all 41,000 Ford U.S. hourly workers. They've offered buyout or retirement, basically, incentive packages to the workers because they're trying to reduce their factory workforce. And Ford, of course, is the healthiest of the three automakers in Detroit and the only one, by the way, to avoid government aid and bankruptcy protection. They still have more workers than they need to produce cars and trucks at the current sales levels. So how many will take it? How many will take the packages? And it includes cash payments, vouchers to buy cars, short-term health insurance coverage, right? And under the terms of the new contract with the United Auto Workers Union, the employees get most of their pay for, I guess, about a year, depending on seniority, and then, of course, a chunk of their money or wages for another year before they are removed from the company payroll. In the past, laid-off workers went into the jobs bank and were paid indefinitely, even if their factory, of course, had been shut down. My, how things have changed, eh? I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is from Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit.
It's so good to be here with you tonight.